A young woman named Brianna tells her mentor, I just need to find my truth. If I can become completely free from everyone's expectations, I will finally be whole. Her mentor cares about her. She wants Brianna to be free from shame, manipulation, and unhealthy pressure. But the mentor also hears another story underneath the words. The story says, the self is something we create. Freedom means no one can define me. Desire is identity. Authority is oppression. Fulfillment comes when I express myself without limits. That story is powerful in our culture, but it is not the biblical story. Film Ministry Skills teaches leaders to be careful about borrowed stories. We may use Christian words while unknowingly accepting another plot. Some stories say life is only matter. Some say life is only power. Some say life is only personal choice. Some say life is only economic struggle. Some say life is only psychological healing. Some say life is only social identity. Some say life is only progress. Some say life is only despair. Each story may notice something real. Bodies matter. Power can corrupt. Choice matters. Economics matter. Healing matters. Social pressure matters. But when one story replaces God's story, people lose the full frame. The biblical story begins with God. Creation is good. Human beings are made in God's image, male and female. The body is a gift. Sin is real. Redemption comes through Christ. Freedom is not self-invention. It is life restored under God. Calling gives purpose. Resurrection hope gives courage. A wise mentor might say, Brianna, I want you free from false shame. But freedom in Christ is not the same as being ruled by every desire. Can we explore what God says about who you are? Do Your Word helps the mentor notice which aspects are being reduced. Is identity being reduced to feeling? Is freedom being reduced to choice? Is the body being ignored? Is language shaping the self? Clauser helps ask, what is being treated as ultimate? In this case, personal self-expression may be functioning like God. Ministry Sciences observes that identity stories shape behavior, belonging, and hope. But the gospel gives more than a healthier story. It gives a savior. What helps is listening carefully for the plot a person is living in. What harms is mocking culture or borrowing culture uncritically. The takeaway is simple. Christian leaders do not merely add Bible verses to another story. We invite people into God's story, where truth and grace meet in Jesus Christ.